All right, one day after making their final cuts, the Bears continue to tweak their roster today. They improved three positions they needed help at: tight end, center, and cornerback. And what do you guys like about Logan Paulson, Eric Kush, and Cravon LeBlanc?
Well, I think with the two players, Paulson and Kush, they have experience around NFL training camps inside the NFL. Cravon LeBlanc, he doesn't have a great deal of experience, but they believe in his ability. So, you know, you have to hit, these guys have, with a hot team. Kush has been around the NFL, and he hasn't been able to stick with one spot. But if he can come in here and give a boost to the backup positions on the offensive line, that's what they really need.
LeBlanc is an interesting guy to keep an eye on. He can play slot. He's also a return possibility as well. So he's built like a running back. He's got a really good attitude about him and a very, very physical player, even though he also returns kicks and he's got that mentality.
Paulson, good blocker, spent five seasons with the Redskins, didn't play last year. Does that worry you?
No, it doesn't worry me because they clearly were not enthralled with the tight ends that they had. So this is now all about trying to get guys that can fit into this system and do both in line and also try and catch passes. You know, the Scruggs acquisition and turning him in from a defensive end to a tight end to me is a big one. I like him. I like his mentality too.
All right, let's revisit the moves the Bears made yesterday. Cornell McPhee stays on the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. Means he'll miss the first 6 weeks of the season. Earliest he can return, October 20th, Thursday night, football against the Packers. Has this team already learned how to live without McPhee, Tommy?
Yeah, I think they did it when they drafted Leonard Floyd in the first round and understanding they needed the help at that position. But they got some great play out of that position with Willie Young, Lamar Houston, and Sam Acho. And then they have depth with Christian Jones. So they do have people in place that can run this system just as well as if they had Pernell McPhee in there or not.